I don't know if you were able to take advantage of the free data download on Sunday that Telstra was offering because it accidentally pulled the plug on the mobile network last week. Well, one Telstra customer managed to rip through a mammoth 425 gigabytes of mobile data during that free download day. He got 25 seasons, yes, seasons of Discovery Channel's How It's Made, some other, quote, random TV show seasons. He synced his entire computer game library, 172 games in total, and put it all on a portable hard drive. That's taking advantage of a free data day. But have you noticed that your smartphone gobbles up phone data? Suddenly your monthly mobile rate has disappeared just a few days into the month. And then, of course, your phone battery. That doesn't seem to last very long either. And I'm not even talking about the opportunity of your teenager getting hold of your phone because they've probably got their own. So some expert advice this morning on how to manage your phone, because frankly, they need managing. They take over a lot of our lives. How can you get the most out of your data? How can you extend your battery life? Still Gerrion is a writer and commentator about the internet and technology. Hello.
Hi there, Vanessa.
Did you make the most of Sunday's free data day too?
No, because I happened to be in the inner west of Sydney on Sunday, and already the 4G reception can get very crowded there. So I thought if all of these data hogs were going to gobble up the free data, I thought this is going to be slow as a wet weekend. So I went to the pub.
Good idea, I reckon. Put the phone away and the computer away. Turn off the laptop. Tell me, still, Gerrion, what does use the most data on our smartphones?
Look, it does depend a little bit on patterns of usage, but a good rule of thumb is that video, whether it's live video or any downloaded video program, is going to be the big one, because just that's just such a huge amount of data. And then after that, it's going to be audio stuff, so either music or live streamed radio programs. And indeed, I was listening to your program over the app just before, and anything which checks frequently. So anything that's doing constant updates. So if you've got your map software running, that's constantly sending data on your position and constantly downloading new little map segments to display to you. And funnily enough, a lot of the social media apps are things which will use a lot of data because they're constantly checking for updates.
Okay, so is it easy to turn off these various things without perhaps compromising our ability to check in with the world?
Oh, absolutely. And there's two ways you can do this. Now, it depends on, should we do battery first or data first? Because they're kind of interrelated.
Well, we're on the data roll, so let's go
with
that.
On the data roll? All right, let's look at those. It's very easy to see which apps are allowed to use data, like your mobile data, or which ones can only use data when you're connected to Wi-Fi, so at home or at a cafe or pub that's got free Wi-Fi or whatever it is. And for an iPhone, it's under Settings, General, and then Background App Refresh. So people who've got their phones with them could even look at this now. Settings, General, Background App Refresh, and you just see a list of all the apps and a list of switches on or off, which ones are allowed to run it. Oh, I've got it wrong way around. That's the background power one. But Settings, Mobile, and then a list of apps which can use the mobile data.
Yep, okay. So
Android's a bit trickier because there are so many different versions of it. But on mine, it was under Settings, Data Traffic Management, and then Network Apps. And it said which apps are allowed to use either Wi-Fi or the mobile data. And it's just simply turn off all those which you know you're not going to want to use when you're out and about on just your mobile data, the one you have to pay for, then that can cut your bill down a lot. The other trick too is, suppose, uninstall all the apps you don't use. Because many of them, even if you're not actively using them, they're sometimes doing things like reporting your location to an ad network or whatever it might be. Or I found that some of the chat apps, even if they're not really being used, they're still constantly just checking to see if you've got any messages, and it all adds up.
It sounds like it. So going into the settings, turning off, making sure that you're not constantly being updated, getting rid of the apps that you don't need, don't want, and just saving on the amount of time that it's ticking into the network.
That it's just checking into the network. And when you start getting on to talking about the battery life, the kind of two are interrelated, because your battery life is really about how active your phone is. So again, video is this constant, 25 frames a second of new visual data plus all the sound. That is constantly working the processor. You can even feel it. Your phone heats up in your hand as it's doing more work. And also the transmitters are doing more work, sending all that data. So that all uses power. So again, if you keep that sort of thing to a minimum when you're running on battery, it'll help. And again, there's the settings for your apps. And this is the settings I said more for the iPhone. It's settings, general, background, app refresh. And this says, will the app still keep working in the background even when it's not the frontmost thing on your phone, even when you're not looking at it? On Android, it's settings, power saving, and it then depends on which version of Android you're using. But have a bit of a poke around, and you'll soon see a list of apps with a switch next to them, and you just turn them off. Turn off the ones that you don't want in the foreground. If you really don't need to have it constantly tracking your location and updating your map when you're not looking at the phone, turn that off, and you'll save a huge amount of power. And again, just uninstall the apps you're not using. I saw an article recently that this was for iPhone, so the figure will be different for Android, but just removing the Facebook app improved battery life 13%.
Gosh.
More than a tenth of the phone's power was being used just to run the Facebook app.
And then there are all these system updates, I find, that all the jolly background stuff wants to keep updating. I've got a new system to install on your phone. No, didn't you do that last week? I physically talk to my phone. I get frustrated.
No, you're not the only one. I shout it. It's like, I get right into it. Absolutely, it's a stupid thing. But there is something important. You do need to install those updates promptly, because most of the time they are security updates. That someone, a security problem has been found in the app or some other bug, and that update fixes that. So you do need to install those updates promptly, at least within a couple of days. And I tell people within a few hours. Don't leave it more than that, but you can leave it till you get home. So again, there will be a set of, Don't do the updates when you're out on the mobile data, because they can really add up. I recently pulled a phone out of a drawer where it had been for a few days. It had 32 updates to install, which was a gigabyte of data.
Holy dooly.
Straight away. So, you do have to do it, but it can wait till you get home, generally, unless you're out bush, and obviously you're going to be away for a few days. But
they're really simple things to do, and I think it's about taking back that control of the smartphone, isn't it? And if you can't do it, then find a teenager who can for you.
That's right. And the trick is just get rid of the stuff you don't use, because you don't need to keep updating an app if you're not using it. Get it off your phone. And those simple tricks can easily double your battery life and halve your data usage without really very much effort.
It's been terrific to get some useful advice today from you. Thank you, Stilgherrian.
My pleasure, Vanessa, anytime.
That is Stilgherrian. He is a writer and commentator, knows a few things about the internet and technology. So go into the settings on your phone, start turning things off. You'll save a lot of power and a lot of data.